Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici on this sunny Saturday. Health is so much bigger than a nutritional supplement. You guys made me do this show. No matter how much I say it, somehow things are getting lost in translation. I repeat, health, your health, is so much bigger than a nutritional supplement. What I'm going to do today is try, once again, I'm going to implore you to get your mind off the symptom. Now, that's counterintuitive because, of course, when you suffer with symptomology. And this is a great concern to you. And on that basis, all your focus, all your emphasis goes to your symptom, to your pain. And that's understandable, but that's the delusion. The truth of the matter is, you have to focus not on your symptom, you have to focus on the things you need to do to get healthy. Now, that's not as simple as it sounds. That's why I'm doing the show. Otherwise, everyone would be healthy, because really, if you just respect the basic laws of healing, the natural laws of healing, the things which you have to do to make yourself better, and let your symptom just sit to the side. Now, that's a discipline. That's something that you have to evolve to in your wisdom. That's something that requires faith, and it requires knowledge. So you have to let yourself be human when you're squealing and crying and mooing and trying to find peace with God. In other words, why have you suffered? Why have you suffered most fundamentally? Or why are you suffering most fundamentally, is what you have to resolve over time. And what you're given are a bunch of laws. You're given exercises. You're given things to do that are going to give you an opportunity to understand the benefit long-term, or the blessing long-term, of why you suffer. And again, that's counterintuitive to people. That's so foreign to think in terms of. So I've listed today about 25 different things to focus on instead of focusing on your symptom. And the first one, and the most infamous one I'm going to start with, is blood sugar. Number one is blood sugar. Blood sugar is so simple. High insulin causes hundreds of different problems in the body. And I don't want to overstate it, because there's just so much said about it. It's so easy to find information on this. But the relationship between spiking your insulin and your hormonal system, in other words, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, so on and so forth. You aren't going to thyroid function. There's no such thing as having thyroid function, good thyroid function, when in fact your insulin's running too high, your blood sugar's running too high. So while it's intuitive to come into a doctor's office and be so concerned with your symptom, to be so concerned about your pain, the first thing you're going to do is say, for the next month, I'm going to figure out how to bring my blood sugar low. And that's easy to do. All you have to do is get a glucose meter. All you have to do is eat your food and take the before and after picture of your blood glucose. In other words, get the reading before and take the reading 1 hour after. And learn the foods that are going to bring your blood sugar up, and learn the foods that are going to allow your blood sugar to balance. And that's different for everybody. So we don't want to get lost in the carnivore, vegetarian, fruitarian. We did a show on that last week. I was going to do part two today, but this is too hot on the press here. This notion of how you have to look at your healing and what you have to do rather than focus on the supplement, focus on the herb, focus on the pain. Focus on your blood sugar. The first thing you do for that month is make sure your blood sugar begins to stabilize under 100, even 1 hour after you've eaten. 1 hour after you've eaten your meal, you make sure that your blood sugar stays under 100. Now, if you get to the website, that's straighttalk.cc, not .com, straighttalk.cc, you're going to see picture number one. This is show 248. Picture number one, look at insulin. Insulin. If insulin goes up, just enlarge that picture a little bit. If insulin goes up, inflammation goes up. Testosterone in women goes up. That's not, ladies, what you want. Estrogen in men goes up, gentlemen. Of course, you don't need more female hormone. As inflammation goes up, this is just another way of saying you increase your oxidative stress. Your neurotransmitters go all backwards. Your blood pressure goes up. Your liver detoxification pathways. Now, we could triple this list. Go to picture number two. Insulin resistance. What do we mean by insulin resistance? Well, look at picture number three. There's the membrane of a cell. And that membrane has an insulin receptor in the gold. And that insulin receptor receives the insulin. And once it receives the insulin, glucose all the way to the right there enters the cell. And you function. That means your blood sugar, if it's done correctly, is always about 90 to 100, 80 to 100. That means your insulin is never too high. But what happens over time is you burn out your insulin receptors. And it takes a lot more insulin to bind. And this is what we mean by insulin resistance. And insulin resistance begins, and a whole horde of other things follow. So number one, you balance your insulin. And you can measure that. Very inexpensive to do. Why be looking for solutions to your symptomology when your blood sugar is not balanced? You see my point there. You see what people do. Doctor, what am I going to do about my low back pain? What am I going to do about my autoimmune disease? Thyroid. Everybody's got this thing about their thyroid. Their thyroid's low. Their adrenals are off. They have no sex drive. Their hormonal system. Who thinks in terms of insulin? And yet, there's culprit number one. Well, that's the way we're going to proceed today. So, natural law number one of healing, balance your blood sugar. Here's number two, get balance in the autonomic nervous system. Now, yes, yes, we all hear it. And it's certainly, if you've listened to this show, you've heard it from me many, many times. But what that really means is still eluding us. It's easy to talk about things like the vagus nerve and prana and chi, and everybody goes to yoga. If you looked at all the people in yoga on a Saturday, on a sunny Saturday, just in Orange County alone, and you line them all up against the wall, I assure you, not even 1% would have a clue about what it feels like to release prana through the tissue. And the reason this is so important, the reason I challenge the holistic community, I challenge everybody to come to terms with the notion that the experience of prana, of chi in the tissue, is missing by a large margin. What it means to really relax your body so that you can kick the parasympathetic nervous system in is a work of art. It's a cultivation. It's not about I go to a class and the teacher talks about the experience of prana, and because you move your body in different positions, this is happening. For a muscle and a nerve to shift the electric field in the body is an experience. Animals live in that experience. The reason I harp on this, the reason it's so important for you to understand this in your symptomology, is because without the induction, without the engagement of the parasympathetic nervous system, the herbs you take, the food you eat, will not organize itself to create the healing inside the cell. I was going to do the show today off a book done in 1957. Called Autonomic Imbalance and the Hypothalamus Gland. It's a very, very technical book. I didn't think I could whittle it down into layman's terms, so I didn't do the show on that. But the whole book is prefaced by basically saying you can't talk about the glandular system, adrenal, thyroid, ovaries, testes, thymus, pancreas. You can't talk about the glandular system, unless you talk about the autonomic nervous system. We say neuroendocrine. And unless the parasympathetic nerves are induced, the glandular system doesn't work. So you can take your adrenal supplements and your thyroid supplements, and you can take your progesterone cream, and you can take this, and you can flush it down the toilet at a certain point. Because if the autonomic nervous system is too imbalanced, and oh, that's not you, you bet it is. This is rampant. The epidemic that we should be bringing to the public's awareness is not low thyroid and adrenal issue and IBS and cancer. We have no real concept of what it is to balance through the autonomic nervous system. So for those of you that are a little newer to the show, go to picture number 7. That's parasympathetic, sympathetic nerves. The parasympathetic nerves are the nerves that slow the organ down. The sympathetic nerves are the nerves that speed the organ up. So when your lungs need air, they dilate because of impulses from the sympathetic nerve chain. That's an automatic response. You don't think about it. But then for your nerves then to, or for your organ function upon stimulation to go back to its normal state, the nerve impulse shifts in to the parasympathetic nerves. Another example, your heart speeds up when it needs to. That's a sympathetic impulse. And then the parasympathetic nerves through the vagus nerve take over and the heart slows down. Now, what this means inside the cell, right? It's easy to understand it in terms of the organ. But what it means inside the cell is if your sympathetic nerves are always on, if you're overstimulated through the fight, flight,